Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fifth episode of my podcast, The 10th Grader. Now, I've been meaning to talk about how I just want to completely, like, redo my whole podcast, because originally my intentions with this podcast was to record everything that was happening in high school. Now, I haven't exactly even been doing that. I've just been talking about topics and things that somewhat do relate to school, but it isn't exactly about how I'm doing or what it is that I am doing. So here's an actual update on how I'm doing. Ever since school started, I've been feeling like I've been running out of time to do things, and I got a full schedule, and I remember telling myself before school started that I'm actually going to try this year. So that's one thing that I have to stick to as well, and if I try this year and I do well, then I guess I will feel accomplished. I have a science quiz on Wednesday, and I'm reading To Kill a Mockingbird currently, and I also have a parody of a poem that I need to have finished by Wednesday. I was joining a few clubs. I was going to join the Interact Club, but I just figured that I'd rather join it next year. I don't know. I'm going to be doing a lot of things that involve volunteering experience this year, and I know Interact Club would help and stuff, but I would love to do other things to just help improve how I'm doing, because I also want to take classes, be in clubs where I can improve on things like science, because I know that right now in science, I really do have to try to understand it, because with me in science, we just don't get along. It's a lot of memorization, and it's also a lot of, like, math currently, because I am doing physics. I have a cold right now, because I was out the whole weekend, pretty much, and it's pretty cold where I am. If you guys did not know, the weather has just been very sucky the past few days, and only today, well, the past couple of days, only today it decided to shape up. Saturday was pretty bad. Sunday it started looking better. It was nicer. Today was just nice overall. I don't even know what it is that I truly want to talk about. I just got home like 4:30-ish, and haven't really been in the best mood since then, because I do have a cold now. My throat's hurting as I'm talking, but I just figured that I need to do this before then, because I was really yearning to, you know, do this, like, to record something, because I haven't recorded anything since I was at a leadership retreat this past weekend, since I am in leadership, and that is my 5 credits. I don't know. I was thinking of just going to student services tomorrow to see if I can get in a calm class. People say calm is better in summer, but I'm gonna go see if I can actually, like, sign up just earlier on and stuff. Simon Fraser came to the school today, and since then, like, I was really contemplating going and just checking out what they have, because Simon Fraser is in BC, and I actually wanted to study abroad in Toronto. University sounds like it's hell, by the way. Totally not looking forward to that. And what is the purpose of going to university anyway? It is to, I guess, get educated, but then again, I probably won't remember anything about writing 5,000 word essays once I am done university, because I will have bigger and better things to worry about since I will be in adulthood at the time. Well, by then. This isn't like my usual podcast, because usually I have things planned out, but I really just wanted to talk to you guys one-on-one, because I feel like I haven't actually been able to connect with my podcast. I turned it into, oh, you have to talk about this, and what's another subject you can talk about today? And it's like, no, this is about 10th grade. This isn't supposed to be about other things. But obviously, I can talk about other things. And I noticed that my listens/views, my views, have gone down a little bit. I also wanted to talk about people that you've had rocky relationships with. I know for me that there are people who don't like me, and sometimes that plagues me, because some people have the right to like me. I mean, some people have their reasons that are very valid to not like me, and some people have the reasons that aren't, like, rational at all to not like me, because it's over the small things, but some people just don't like you for no reason. And I've been learning lately that, you know, at the end of the day, I could literally be so, like sad and just work myself up and completely cloud my head with all of these negative things people have said about me or things that people are thinking about me. But, like I could do all this and still end up dying. And that would just be that. I've had to come to the realization this past week, and well, the past 2 weeks. I've been thinking about this for years, actually. That I need to just keep going. Because obviously I do regret doing a lot of things to some people in the past, and obviously nobody likes it when someone doesn't like them. But at the end of the day, you have to learn to just not care, especially of what people think of you, because that will just take up all the space in your brain that you could be using to put towards other things, like improving on yourself, being happy for once. I don't know. I haven't really had time to really focus on me, and I've been trying to squeeze it in the past few weeks. I've realized that I now do not want to grow up, and that I do have to take things seriously. It's easy to just get, you know, lost and procrastinate in the mix, because now your teachers really don't care if you're failing or not. They'll just give you your mark and go home. Because at the end of the day, whose future is it that's actually going to be affected? They tell you this in junior high, but they still end up, like, pushing you on forth because, well, you're young, right? Like, don't create this kind of reputation for yourself now, because it'll be even worse in the future. I find it crazy how people just come and go in my life. And, like, I'm really thinking about this now. Like, my goal originally this year was to just do all these things academic-wise. And not only that, but to learn more about myself. I do know that I still have a lot more to learn about myself. And a lot more people that I can talk to and get in fights with and all this other jazz. All that other fun teenager stuff that I could do. And it's like, let me just have fun and then die, you know? I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, at the end of the day, we're all gonna die, okay? And it's like, either fuck things up while you're here, or make the most of it while you are here, you know? Because I'm sick of just ruining people's lives. I'm sick of being a bad person. Or at least, I'm sick of the person that I used to be. For a very long time. Like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I say that, I have not considered myself to be a good person until 8th grade. Not even 8th grade. 9th grade is when I really started smelling the flowers. Every year before 9th grade, if you have known me since then, I strongly apologize. I was such a bitch. I'm not even just saying this to just be saying this. I'm saying this now because I do realize that I was blinded by my own opinion. I was blinded by the belief that if I don't shake things up, if I don't say these things, then, like, no one will remember me, which is really stupid, the way that I used to think. I used to think that I knew everything, that I was always right. Oh, by the way, I'm eating a sandwich. And that's not right. No. I'm learning now to just be as nice as I can to everyone. I can understand why some people don't like me. I've done a lot of bad things. Not justifying anything. I've done a lot of bad things, period, in general. Just, yeah. I'm not proud of the person that I was. I'm not saying I'm a completely changed person. I'm saying that I'm working on myself. The person that I was 2 years ago, damn, like, I had somewhat of, like, a straight mind, but I still, I never let the people who should have spoken speak. I always put myself in front of others. I was very selfish. Just so blind that I was disrespectful. Like, I cannot believe the things that I've done. I just want to say I'm sorry. I'm not even just apologizing to you guys. Those who I've hurt, who may or may not be listening to this. I'm apologizing myself. My future self. Because I know that I'm going to be way better than how I've been. I don't know everything. And I used to see that as it being a bad thing. And I used to assume a lot of things. I used to talk before I would think. I used to speak before I would think. But then again, even my thoughts were fucked up. So it's like, what can I do, right? What can I do? Change my thought process. There's always room for improvement, guys. I just wanted to get this all out now. Because now I'm at home. In the comfort of my room. Before I have to go back out tomorrow. And face another day. Of school. For the next, like, 5-6 years. I want to do so much. With my life. And I know I can fit all that in 8 years. There's a lot I can do. Like, I can work on my self-improvement, meet a lot of new people. I have met a lot of new people, and it's only been just like about a month of school, and I know a lot of people, and I'm glad, I'm grateful for being the person that I am, believe it or not, huh? I'm grateful for the want to be dynamic rather than just be the same and stay ignorant. Because I was like, I was swimming in my own filth. Swimming in my own illusion of knowledge. Knowledge is not it. I'm also learning to not care anymore. Not even just about how I look. Like, clothes-wise. But how I look on my face. Because there's no changing my face anytime soon. And this is the face that I've grew up with. Been through a lot with. I'm not changing that. I'm going to learn how to love myself. Before I want to actually change myself permanently. Because I know I've had some pretty low self-esteem for a while, up until this year. I'm doing much better now. Like, I'm learning to accept the fact that just, I'm not attractive to some people, and some people is a lot of people. I'm learning to accept the fact that now is not my time to be wanting anyone, because I know that I'm a mess, and if I tried to put myself into somebody else's life, I'd just make them a mess, or we'd be two whole messes together. One whole mess together. And that would not look cute. I'm not fishing for heartbreak. I'm not fishing for an ex. Hell, I'm not even fishing to begin with. I have no love life. Not even love life. No dating life. And that's actually perfectly fine. You know? I could talk about some other things, but I don't think I'm going to. You guys should read a book or two. It feels really nice to talk to myself. Because sometimes I just want to, like, take a break from laughing. And just be serious for a sec. I've met some really nice, really genuine people this year. I'm extremely grateful. I'm extremely lucky to have met them. Even though it's the small stuff, like even just finding like good people to hang out with at lunch, that's really heartwarming. I don't want to do bad this year. I know it's only 10th grade. People tell me 11th grade is going to be the hardest year. Just not ready for this whole school thing, even though I'm already doing it. I'm not ready to become an adult. I'm not even ready to drive. I go around telling everybody that I got my learners, when in reality, I'm just speaking it into existence. I really haven't. Never been behind the wheel before, if I'm gonna be honest now. Let's get on to another part. Me and my lying. Me telling little white lies. I remember, I can't believe I even, like, continued on the lie that I have a very extensive middle name. I don't. My middle name is actually legally Malary Sarah Ramadan. Like, that is my full name. I don't have anything to go in the middle. The only thing I had was a nickname, and that was Gloong Gloong when I was younger, and that means square head in my language. It's crazy how many tells you can... It's crazy how many, like... It's crazy how much you can stretch a story and people wouldn't even notice and you'd be so good at it. So you just keep doing it. It's like lie after lie after lie after lie. And I haven't considered myself a liar for like years. I used to lie a lot and people could tell, but now it's like the smaller things that I lie about. And I do this to myself. I do this to myself. I'm learning to try to be more true to myself, and not only true to myself, be more true to other people, even if it's the smaller things, because me just lying about them, it does not change anyone's life or anything, just because my stories may be in disinteresting, uninteresting. My throat really hurts. Wow. I could fall asleep here and just not do anything. If y'all want, you could do my science homework with me. Yeah. Okay, so I'm actually doing physics. This is just science 10 physics. I didn't bring my textbook home with me. I am very grateful for my friend Sumaya, who gave my friend Amal, actually, her old notebook in science. Her notes are very, very organized. I've never seen such amazing writing in my whole life. let's start. So basically, I learned acceleration today. I did a lab today on acceleration on an Airtable. Put stuff into a graph. Graphing things would probably be the hardest thing that I have to do, especially with velocity and time. Let me just get out a pencil. By the way, shout out to my friend Leo for giving me these delicious, like, Filipino chocolates. These are very nice, very squishy. I'm gonna be eating these. I have to grab more pencils for myself. I only have one more pencil. Jeez. Okay, so basically, this is me making a velocity time graph with the measurements that I picked up on the table. Let me just open this. This is peanut butter. Shout out to those who are allergic to peanut butter. You're not really missing out on a lot when you don't eat it, unless you already had it. It just tastes good. It doesn't really taste good on its own. It tastes good, like, on other things. I guess it's not really meant to be eaten on its own. My mom, she eats, like, peanut butter, like, on a spoon. She's those kind of people. She like the people who just eat, like, cheese fresh off, like, a fat stick, which is actually, like, no, ew. It's very soft. This is not the best mukbang I've ever made. so please bear with me. I like talking to you guys while I do this, because I do talk to myself a lot. Only real people talk to themselves. Let's talk about the N-word for a second. Should Black people be able to say the N-word? I've said no many times and then still said it afterwards. So I do feel like a major hypocrite. I lack integrity to the max. Don't say it if you don't know what it means. I know that still doesn't justify anything. Even if you would know what the word means and it's like, no, I didn't mean it in that way. I feel like Black people, like, have, like, I guess maybe we should have outlined the rules a little bit more when we started saying the N-word. Because it's like, okay, when we say it to each other, it's like a friend or something like that. That's like, it's like really, like, just the N-word is like a casual talk between Black people. And it's like, so white people see that. Oh, now we're saying it means like it's like a term of endearment. Because the history that lies behind it is much deeper than just friend. Or just like some way to call like an acquaintance or something. It's way deeper than that. And white people are just like, if you can say it, why can't we say it? Do you know the history? I mean, if you do know the history, why would you still want to say it? But if Black people know the history, why do we still say it? We've been saying it for a long time now, so I know there's no change in nobody's mind. When I say that we shouldn't be saying it at all, it's like, okay, you want people to stop saying the word? Stop saying the word yourself? Like, no. We've been saying it ever since y'all have been saying it. You think Jay-Z gives a fuck? He started saying it. Like light. Time in milliseconds. So basically, we use this thing today where you could get electrocuted if you like press on a pedal with it or something. Science class is actually one of my favorite classes because I have nice people in them. I got some pretty cool people in my science class. I'm going to miss them second semester because I do have gym and math second semester, and I know that I'm literally going to cry when second semester rolls around. Because just me and math, we get along better than me and science. Like, I'm better in math than I am in science. But just the fact that people decided to mix math with science just makes me want to cry. I'm pretty sure math won't be confusing once I do get it, though. I'm usually pretty good in math, so it's a whatever thing. Just gotta study. Practice makes perfect, right? I've been smoking since I was 15 years old. Y'all hear this? I'm just playing lo-fi hip-hop radio. It's on YouTube. It's like a 24-hour thing. It's pretty cool. Over 11,000 people watching right now. Where's it? It's basically the time velocity millimeter second. The time 0.1, 0.2, 0.5. Time in, oh, milliseconds? This does not make any sense. Because velocity is the time. How are you going to put time, milliseconds, and velocity? Velocity is in milliseconds, smart one. Time is just in seconds. Starts at 0, 0.1, and then 0.2, 0.3. I don't know if y'all can hear this. Let me let y'all hear this. Okay, I have the time. Now, velocity is going to be very hard to chart, simply because, like, at least four of them have the same. It's complicated. Oh shit, I should have it for the dots. For dot one. Oh fuck it. Who cares? Velocity 0, 0.004. Maybe I should do the same thing where I count up by tens. That's easy. It's pretty much the same chart. It is the same chart. What am I doing wrong here? No, it's not the same chart. No, it's the same damn chart. Eh. 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, 0.0, Dang it. So the last 4 points is at 4. Okay, that's easy. I pretty much know how to do the rest of this. I was actually going to rewrite my notes because now I have other notes to refer to. You know? Ooh, I also have a worksheet here. I will work on this later. For now, I'm just going to close off this conversation with you guys. It was nice talking to you. Here's my advice to you guys. Don't bother with the people who didn't used to bother with you. Don't bother with the people who never really cared about your well-being or even your existence. The people who brought you down and insulted you. Don't bother with them. Don't give them your time of day. Because you're wasting your time. You're wasting your finger energy if you're texting them. You're wasting your breath if you're even talking to them. Because karma's going to come back at them. I know karma came at me when I said some things about some people. Have a good night. I'll talk to you guys again on Thursday, maybe.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.